AEC, Australian Electoral Commission. Your official guide to the Cook by-election. Producer's note. This recording lasts for approximately 20 minutes. The contents are as follows. This audio introduction. Part 1, introduction. Part 2, what if I can't make it on by-election day? Part 3, what happens at the polling place? Part 4, how to make your vote count. Part 5, alternative versions of this guide. Part 6, additional information for voters in Cook who are blind or have low vision. And the closing announcement. End producer's note. Part 1, introduction. Voting is compulsory for Australian citizens aged 18 years and older and enrolled in Cook. If you don't vote, you may be prosecuted. Voting more than once is a criminal offence. This guide is only relevant to people who are enrolled to vote in the Federal Electoral Division of Cook in New South Wales. The Cook by-election will be held on Saturday, 13th of April, 2024. Polling places open at 8 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. sharp. If you are blind or have low vision, you may be able to vote by telephone. There is more information on telephone voting in Part 6 of this guide. Why is there a by-election? You will be voting for a representative for the Federal Electoral Division of Cook in the House of Representatives. This by-election is being held following the resignation of the former member for Cook. Who has to vote? If you are enrolled in the Federal Electoral Division of Cook, you are required to vote in the by-election. If you are not sure whether you are enrolled in the Division of Cook, check your enrolment information at www.aec.gov.au/check or call 132326 if you need help. Part 2. What if I can't make it on by-election day? If you can't make it to a polling place on election day, you may be eligible to vote early. Voting early by post. To check if you are eligible to vote early by post, visit www.aec.gov.au/PVA. Please call 132326 if you don't have online access and want to apply for a postal vote. The AEC must receive your application as soon as possible, and no later than 6 p.m. AEST, Wednesday, 10th of April, 2024. Voting early in person. To check if you are eligible to vote early in person, visit www.aec.gov.au/cook/voting.htm. If you are eligible, you can vote at an early voting centre, below, from Tuesday 2nd of April 2024 to Friday 12th of April 2024. Changes may occur to the information below. Visit http://www.aec.gov.au/cook to see the list of early voting centres and to check opening dates and hours. Caringbah, St Phil's Anglican Church Hall. Cronulla, Cronulla Central Community Centre. Miranda, Belangara Netball Stadium. Ramsgate, Ramsgate Scout Hall. For further information about early voting options and eligibility, visit www.aec.gov.au/cook or call 132326. Telephone voting. If you are blind or have low vision, you may be eligible to vote by phone. More information is available in Part 6 of this guide. Plan ahead before you vote. Do your research on candidates and preferences before you go to vote. A list of the candidates is available at www.aec.gov.au/cook. You can use an AEC pencil or you can bring your own pencil or pen. Part 3. What happens at the polling place? When you reach the ballot paper issuing point, a polling official will ask for your full name and address and whether you have voted before in the 2024 Cook by-election. Your name will be marked off the electoral roll. You will be given your green ballot paper for the House of Representatives. Read the instructions on your ballot paper carefully. Complete your ballot paper. You must number every box to make your vote count. Once you have completed your ballot paper, fold it and place it in the ballot box provided. If you have used an AEC pencil, deposit it in the box on the way out. Remember, if you need help, you can ask a polling official. The AEC takes the safety of our voters and election workers seriously and implements appropriate hygiene measures. Please keep appropriate physical distancing and use the provided hand sanitizer. Information in this guide reflects circumstances at the time of publishing. Where can I vote on by-election day? You can vote at any polling place in the Federal Electoral Division of Cook on election day. Please note that polling place locations may have changed since you last voted. At the time of publishing this information, the locations of some polling places were yet to be confirmed. Final locations are available at aec.gov.au/cook. The final list of polling places, along with a list of candidates, will be published in the St George and Sutherland Leader on Wednesday, 10th of April 2024, and in the Daily Telegraph and the Sydney Morning Herald on Friday, 12th of April 2024. For accessible voting options and information, visit aec.gov.au/cook or call 132326. Blakehurst, Baldface Public School. Burraneer, Burraneer Bay Public School. Our Lady of Mercy Catholic College. Caringbah, Caringbah High School, Caringbah Public School, Laguna Street Public School, St Phil's Anglican Church Hall. Carlton, Carlton South Public School, Cars Park, Blakehurst Public School, Connells Point Public School, Cronulla, Cronulla Public School, Cronulla South Public School, St Aloysius Catholic Primary School, Cronulla, Greenhills Beach, Cronulla High School, Gymea, Gymea Anglican Church, Gymea Community Centre, Gymea North Public School, Gymea Bay, Gymea People's Church, Coggera, St George School, Coggera Bay, Congregational Church Hall, Kurnell, Kurnell Public School, Lillipilli, Lillipilli Public School, Miranda, Miranda Community Centre, Miranda North Public School, Miranda Public School, Port Hacking High School, Monterey, Brighton Le Sands Public School, Ramsgate, Sanssouci Literary Institute, Ramsgate Beach, Ramsgate Public School, Sandringham, Sanssouci Community Preschool, Sanssouci, Sanssouci Public School, Sylvania, Sylvania Anglican Church, Sylvania Heights Public School, Sylvania High School, Sylvania Public School, Tarran Point, Tarran Point Public School, Woolaware, Woolaware High School, Woolaware Public School, Yowie Bay, Yowie Bay Public School. You can check the accessibility rating and details of polling places at aec.gov.au/cook. For blind and low vision voting options, call 132326. Part 4. How to make your vote count. Stop and consider. Check the source this by-election. During electoral events, there is a large amount of information being distributed which is seeking to influence your vote. It's important you consider if what you see, hear or read is reliable, from a recognisable source and is current and safe, not a scam. If you have doubts about information, there are questions you can ask to help you form your own opinion and make a decision. To find out more, visit aec.gov.au/stopandconsider. How to make your vote count. For the Cook by-election, you will be given a green ballot paper. You will be voting for a representative for the Federal Electoral Division of Cook in the House of Representatives. On your ballot paper, number every box in the order of your choice. Don't worry if you make a mistake. You can ask for another ballot paper and start again. You can practice voting at www.aec.gov.au/practice. That's practice. Part 5. Alternative versions of this guide. Information in accessible formats. You can download alternative formats of this guide, such as audio, e-text, and large print, from www.aec.gov.au/cook. Braille is also available on request by calling 132326. People who are deaf or have a hearing or speech impairment can contact us through the National Relay Service, NRS. TTY users phone 133677 and quote 132326. Speak and listen users phone 1300 555 727 and quote 132326. Internet relay users connect to the NRS, then ask for 132326. Translated versions of this guide are available in Greek, Cantonese and Mandarin from www.aec.gov.au/cook. For information about voting and elections in other languages, call the number listed next to your preferred language. Arabic 1300 720 132. Burmese 1300 290 617. Cantonese 1300 720 135. Croatian 1300 720 136. Dari 1300 290 618. Farsi, Persian 1300 290 619. Greek 1300 720 137. Italian 1300 720 138. Khmer 1300 720 134. Korean 1300 720 468. Macedonian 1300 720 139. Mandarin 1300 720 142. Polish 1300 720 143. Portuguese 1300 720 145. Russian 1300 720 146. Serbian 1300 720 147. Spanish 1300 720 148. Turkish 1300 720 149. Vietnamese 1300 720 152. Other languages 1300 720 153. Part 6. Additional information for voters in Cook who are blind or have low vision. This additional information is for people who are blind or have low vision and are enrolled to vote in the Federal Electoral Division of Cook in New South Wales. Telephone voting option. If you are blind or have low vision, in addition to postal voting or voting at a polling place, you have the option to cast your vote by telephone. Voters who are blind or have low vision can cast a vote by telephone from any location by calling 1-800-913-993. Telephone voting is a simple two-step process, and AEC voting assistants are available to assist you through the process. Step 1. Call to register. If you wish to vote by telephone, you must first register by calling 1-800-913-993. Registration is available on weekdays between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. AEDT/AEST from Tuesday 2nd of April 2024 to Friday 12th of April 2024. Registration is also available on by-election Saturday 13th of April 2024 from 8 a.m. to 12 midday AEST. You will be asked questions to check your details on the electoral roll and will be asked to choose a 6-digit PIN number. You will then receive an 8-digit telephone voting registration number by your choice of an email, SMS or phone call. Step 2. Call to vote. Once you have received your registration number and chosen your PIN, you will need to call again to cast your vote. Telephone voting will commence from Tuesday 2nd of April 2024. Voting will be available on weekdays between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. AEDT/AEST. Voting will also be available from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. AEST on by-election Saturday 13th of April 2024. To cast your vote, call 1-800-913-993. When you call, do not give your name or any information that could identify you. Please have your telephone voting registration number and chosen PIN number ready. With these numbers, you can vote anonymously without giving your name, and these will be used to mark you off the electoral roll. An AEC voting assistant will record your vote. A second voting assistant will ensure your vote is recorded as you intended. Your vote remains secret because the AEC voting assistant will not know your name or address. Once your vote is complete, the voting assistant will place the ballot paper into an envelope that is sealed and then deposited into a secure ballot box. Remember, you have until 12 midday AEST on by-election Saturday 13th of April 2024 to register and until 6 p.m. AEST to cast your vote. Accessible information. List of candidates. The list of candidates contesting the Cook by-election is now available. You can listen to the list of candidates at www.aec.gov.au/cook by using the Read Speaker application on the AEC's website to read the content aloud. You can also save content from the AEC's website, including the list of candidates, as an MP3 file by using the Read Speaker application. The list of candidates is also available in accessible file formats as e-text, large print and audio MP3 at www.aec.gov.au/assistance. Alternatively, you can request a copy of the list of candidates to be sent to you in e-text, large print, audio or braille by calling the AEC on 132326. Accessible formats of this guide. The official guide to Cook by-election is also available in accessible formats. You can download an audio MP3, e-text, or a large print PDF format from www.aec.gov.au/assistance. Alternatively, you can call the AEC on 132326 to have a braille, e-text, audio or large print format sent to you. Authorised by the Electoral Commissioner, 10 Mort Street, Canberra, ACT. Closing announcement. That is the end of your official guide to the Cook by-election. This recording was made for the Australian Electoral Commission by Accessible Information Solutions of Vision Australia in March 2024. Your narrator has been Julie Horton. This is the end of the recording.